like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight with you, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
The three of us were at various points. I threw out at the Rich Paul trial today. We've been talking about it for at least the last week fairly frequently here on Free Talk Live. For those of you just hearing about it, he's facing 81 years in prison for selling cannabis. Not allegedly selling cannabis, but for selling it, because he's admitted to it publicly. He's taking it on from a jury nullification perspective, and today we barely got through one witness, because...
Yeah, I tried to get in with everybody at the beginning. And
so many people, the courtroom was packed. People had to kind of come in and out, and they were very restrictive on how many people were allowed in the courtroom. We had filled the courtroom; they would not allow anyone to stand.
Not many seats in there at all.
What about 20, 22?
Sure, something like that. So I got locked out of the first segment, and when it was over, I was asking people what had gone on, and they said, in fact, I think you told me, Ian, you said, well, they've just started working on the first witness. And when I finally got in for the second segment, they were talking to a state trooper who had been part of...
Did you want to talk about the first segment? I'm jumping the...
The state trooper...
Putting things out of order, just like the prosecutor did.
The state trooper also deserves a mention and a discussion as well. This is Charles Newton, who, longtime listeners of the show, will know that a couple years ago, Ademo, Pete, and myself, Ademo and Pete from coplock.org, and myself actually outed this guy as an undercover agent.
You guys got a lot of heat for that from the libertarian community. You guys
really?
Got some heat.
There's always heat coming from various different places. And there was heat in general on that issue because there's this position that, oh, he's a heroic undercover agent. You shouldn't be releasing this information publicly. But he wasn't doing heroic things. He was going after a 20-year-old guy for selling an oxycodone, allegedly, in the parking lot. And what had happened was we were going to this little restaurant. It was after your speeding ticket, Mark.
Speeding ticket trial.
Yeah, we like to go out to lunch after these sorts of things. We're going to lunch, and there are these two cars that are positioned right next to one another in the parking lot, window to window, like driver's side window to driver's side window, and I just thought, that's a little strange. As we're walking up, I recognize the guy because we know the undercover cop because of Bob Constantine's trial. So there's this long chain of events that have led, you know, to what happened today. So Bob Constantine, Weed a Clause, was on trial for growing marijuana. This same cop, Newton, Charles Newton, was one of the undercover agents that busted Bob Constantine. We saw him for the first time because Bob Constantine didn't take the plea deal, so undercover cops had to come out and show themselves at a public trial.
Why was there an undercover agent involved in Bob Constantine's trial?
Drug task force, they do that stuff.
Came in and did the search?
There were multiple undercover agents.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are guys
they could have just sent uniformed cops to do that. They decided to...
They could have, yeah.
To send the ones that supposedly it's a danger if the public knows that they're there, and then they'd send them in to do this. It makes no sense at all.
So then...
They exposed their own undercover agent for no good reason.
Well, their reason was they wanted Bob Constantine to go to jail.
They wouldn't have sent Johnny Depp from 21 Jump Street in there to do something that a badge could do.
So, Newton...
They would have if they just needed a warm body, or in Johnny Depp's case, a hot body.
So, Charles Newton, this undercover agent, was involved in busting Weed a Clause, and that's how we found out who he was. So that's how we recognized him a year later or whatever in this parking lot of this restaurant. And we happen to have video cameras with us because that's what we do. You know, we're activists. We do that sort of thing. It's always good to have a video camera with you for moments that are unexpected, like this. And we, you know, pulled up the camera. Pete went running after this guy. He's like, Newton! And he runs up.
Hey, that's a cop!
Right. And Newton guns the gas, you know, squeals his tires getting out of the parking lot.
Yeah, it was really dangerous.
Yeah, and we, put that up online and outed this guy. So now he shows up today as one of the agents involved in this bust. Apparently there were like a dozen agents involved in tailing around Rich Paul.
Some guy who sold a little weed.
Right, for a quarter pound of weed. You calculate how much money that costs.
Yeah, and then tell me the war on drugs makes sense.
So he's one of the guys. In fact, he ends up halfway through the four, I think it was four bus that they made, or not bus, but recorded sales. Halfway through, he becomes a state trooper. He has left. Now, this was a year after we had
him. Turned him.
Well,
right?
You know, it's possible, but it was also a year later. So he didn't go shift over to state trooper until a year after that. They might have pulled him off of undercover work, but he was still working with the drug task force.
Okay.
So if I say that, that would be speculation on my part.
All right.
It's certainly possible that they took him off of undercover work after we outed him. It would be a smart thing to do, though the photo was kind of, you know, the still frames from the video weren't exactly high resolution, like you'll see today, or you'll see from the video today when it goes online.
Now, point of clarification, Ian, he was working for the state police throughout.
Yes, as a drug task force agent, he was also working for the state police.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's now a trooper.
Got it.
So
handing out tickets.
That's right. If you're
traveling
in New Hampshire in Sullivan County, there's a good chance you could encounter this guy.
Be careful there.
And he was very nice today. He came up and he shook my hand.
I've had nothing but good interactions with the state police here in New Hampshire, frankly.
You know, I told him no hard feelings, and that's what Rich Paul told him as well. And you know, this guy did some bad things, and I don't think he agrees that they were bad things. I had pointed out to him when I spoke with him today that, you know, I would have had a tough time doing what he was doing, lying to people. I asked him if he felt better now because he doesn't have to lie for a living.
Honestly, just hand out fundraising tickets?
Well, at least you know who he is when you look at him.
Sure.
He's wearing the uniform. Whereas as an undercover agent with gauge earrings and, you know, a goatee, he's masquerading. That's correct. He's masquerading as somebody he's not. And that's something that, you know, I don't think I could do. That seems like something that you have to, like, put your soul away or whatever to be able to do that. It's so devious and awful.
Yeah, he's a professional deceiver.
Yeah, it's not something to be proud of. And I don't know if he's proud of it. But
the courtroom was full of paid liars.
But his answer to my question wasn't really, you know, too great. I mean, he didn't feel any different, he said, no. So he's a trooper now versus a paid liar.
I can't
imagine
that he doesn't get some, that either as a trooper, he doesn't have to deal with the emotional turmoil of being an undercover agent, or as a trooper, he doesn't miss being undercover.
You don't believe he feels the same?
No, how could he possibly feel the same?
So,
turning on your blue lights, pulling over another person, handing him another pink ticket.
So
turning on your blue lights, pulling over another person, handing him another pink ticket.
They do give a lot of warnings, but there you go. That's Trooper Newton now, former undercover agent. If you want to see the video of us busting him, you can just type in Newton into freekeen.com search box. So he was a first witness called today in this case, and he's actually not done testifying.
Oh, how so?
Well, they interrupted his testimony.
The big FBI agent showed up.
That's right. They had a scheduling conflict.
Well, the FBI agent's very important, and so he's got things that he needs to be doing. So they interrupted Trooper Newton, and he actually hadn't even gotten a cross-examination yet, if I'm recalling correctly. So Christiana comes in, and that's what we wrapped out the day with. And this FBI agent... Wow. Let me just rewind real quick to Newton. Most of his testimony was this procedural stuff where the prosecutor's just, I mean, droning on about papers filed and bags and the tape. And
how did you open this bag?
What
did
you
put in the bag? What number is that on the bag? Is that your handwriting on the bag? And why does the bag have this tape here? Well, you put the tape on there. What about the tape on the bottom?
It was horrible.
I mean, this is a whole day of this crap. I don't know how. You know, you can't get a...
Rich Paul.
Thank God the activists most of the time just say, okay, we're going to waive this. We'll just stipulate to guilt
or
whatever.
I'm surprised they didn't stipulate in this case, because you've got Rich Paul with a video online admitting... having sold weed.
I don't see any reason at all to stipulate at this point. If the jury's going to find you guilty anyway, sit their butts in those chairs for 4 days. That's what I say. Feed them gruel.
Maybe this jury won't find him guilty, Mark.
We'll see.
It's possible.
We'll see. Sit him in the chair for 4 days and brainwash their butts
I want to get more of y'all's thoughts here on this in moments. 855-453. You take control.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want, although certainly we're covering the Rich Paul trial at the moment. Maybe you were there and you have some observations. Of course, there's not very many seats in this particular courtroom. They are building a brand new $10 million court facility right next door. So maybe we will at some point in the next year actually have some courtrooms that will hold some more people, which would be nice. But anyway, I'm here with Johnny Ray and Mark. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. People came from as far away as Maine and, I believe, Connecticut
for the trial today. It was day one. We're barely getting started here, and if prosecuting attorney John Webb decides that he's going to continue questioning all of his 10 to 15 witnesses in the same way that he's been questioning his, that he questioned his witnesses today, we're going to hear a whole lot of procedure, a lot of police procedure, and that, you know, may actually work against the state to some extent. That could put, you know, it could really bore the jurors.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly bored me. And when we were talking before the show started, we were talking about objections, this and that, objecting to this. During the trial, I thought that it was best to keep it moving, to because when you objected and you slowed everything down, mm-hmm. it seemed like that would could upset the jurors and set them against you.
So we were all there. You guys were there at various different points today. I was there all day. I was filming the trial.
Wait, Johnny Ray, you know, we've seen this as activists many times, that the police will respond to some situation and the public in general seems to blame the activists. I mean, it's obvious that the police are responding in a way they don't have to, and the public then goes and blames the activists as if the police are like a force of nature. So I'm not 100% sure that the David Webb tactic of boring John Webb's tactic of boring the pants off of the jury isn't really a good idea.
I don't know what to say to that. Only if that's the case, then there's not anything you can do, and the deck's stacked against you.
It's certainly stacked against you.
And yeah, my feeling is that it's all in how in the jurors themselves, and Rich has got his principled defense that he's going to give them.
Yep.
And if there's one or two people that has some draws water with, then great. And if not, there's not much
the problem
that's
going
to change their minds.
If the one or two people that might agree with Rich Paul on the jury can't stand their ground in that jury deliberation, then that's where things, I think, have failed for a lot of these juries that have been bringing back guilty verdicts in activist trials. It'll certainly be interesting to see which way it goes, and Rich Paul deserves major kudos and props for being so courageous as to step forward and put his entire life on the line, facing 81 years in prison for selling some cannabis and something that was supposedly LSD, but never once did Rich Paul call it LSD. So they're trying to claim that Rich had sold this chemical as though it were LSD. They, you know, he referred to it as acid. But the street slang for acid, you know, that could mean the chemical that he was selling, which was 2CI. So even though he repped it as acid, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, through street slang that he was trying to sell LSD, that was what he was purporting to sell. And 2CI is legal.
Interesting.
So hopefully that charge will end up getting not guilty.
I think it bears to mention here that yesterday a plea was proffered, and it was a no-jail time plea. That he, you know, basically,
yeah, maybe I didn't mention that last night.
And that's a pretty big deal that Rich turned down no jail time.
That's right.
For this trial, because he believes so strongly in that he was selling marijuana to people who needed it, not just people who needed it, selling marijuana because he, you know, believes that people should be free to
because it's
marijuana.
A plant, and people should be able to grow and sell plants in a supposedly free country.
Yeah, and if you think that people should be able to possess marijuana because they're ill, and the majority of Americans do, where do you expect them to get that stuff?
Yeah, exactly. So there was a lot going on today. I was kind of blogging it throughout the day, and this was despite the fact that the judge threatened everyone in the audience with confiscating cell phones, and at one point they actually did confiscate Kate's cell phone from coplock.org. They did end up giving it back. The judge claimed that if it happens again, then the confiscation could be permanent. There could be, you know, contempt of court charges, that sort of thing. So this guy certainly had his courtroom rules that were fairly stringent, but in other ways he was less stringent than other judges in similar circumstances. For instance, during the Bob Constantine trial, where there were undercover agents there are also undercover agents going to testify in this trial. It didn't happen today, but there are those agents, and they will not be shown on the video. I will be forced to turn the video camera away, and I won't be showing these guys. And maybe the reason why it didn't happen today was because they weren't being called today. Maybe tomorrow, when the undercovers are called, they'll start searching everybody like they did in Grafton during the Bob Constantine trial. They were searching everyone, not just at the front door of the building, but again for electronic devices when they were coming into the courtroom. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that tomorrow. This judge also did not force people to turn their shirts inside out, as the judge at my trial, when I was standing in front of when I was arrested for standing in front of a police car, as he did. So Rich Paul's actually attending my trial at that time. And he was forced to turn his Ron Paul T-shirt inside out. So it's, you know, it's just a vast difference between how these judges handle their courtroom. But they all seem to have their, you know, their petty things that are very, very important to them.
Turning your T-shirts out, that's reminiscent of middle school.
Yeah, exactly. So 855, 450 free, that is the SACL CAI toll free line. So what sort of things stood out for you guys today?
You know, for me, it's just how boring court cases are over and over again. You know, these questions, and I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's like they intend to wear you down. How could they possibly expect the public to come to one of these things? It's so boring.
Sure.
And
it's all day.
How can they expect a jury to come to some kind of conclusion in this? I mean, why is a jury supposed to be out there judging the law, whether somebody broke the law or not? I mean, these aren't law experts. We wouldn't have a juror standing around while your auto mechanic worked on a car. Well, I'm not sure, you know, like, would you bring in a bunch of people off the street to watch the auto mechanic work? No! I mean, why in the world do they have these amateurs sitting up there deciding whether or not the experts, quote-unquote, know what they're doing? I just the most boring thing. I don't get it.
You disagree with the concept of a jury trial? A jury of your peers?
Well, for one, they're not my peers. I don't know them. I mean, what puts them on the same level as me?
They're drawn randomly, some semi-randomly.
What makes you think that the people in the community are on the same level as me? I mean, a peer means you're on the same level. I mean, are they IQ tested? Are they educationally tested? What level are we talking about? Citizen? I don't even claim to be one of those.
They have a driver's license from New Hampshire or are registered to vote in New Hampshire.
Okay, not a jury of my peers. I don't even know them.
855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you would like. More on the Rich Paul trial, which began today and will be continuing probably throughout the whole day tomorrow. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like. We are talking about the Rich Paul trial. It happened, got started today. It's going to be continuing throughout probably all day tomorrow unless some stipulations are made. We'll continue to bring you more updates as it goes on. But I wanted to also let you know that the reason why the courtroom was packed for Rich Paul's trial, in my opinion, is because we live in New Hampshire and the courtroom was packed with Free State Project participants and some New Hampshire natives and locals, the people that love liberty who have come together to the same place to get active. And we packed up the courtroom to where, I don't know, I wasn't really ever out in the hallway at any point or in the lobby area. How many people would you say were out there at any given time, guys?
I'm a terrible judge of that sort of thing.
When I went out in the lobby?
Yeah.
Oh, just a handful.
Just a handful? Okay. Yeah. So there were people out there enough to where if somebody had to get up and leave from inside the courtroom, someone else would immediately come in to replace them.
Right.
So there were a lot of people at this hearing, and I was so glad that all these great folks came out to support Rich Paul. So if you want to be together with people that actually believe in liberty and who are actually willing to do something about it, you really should go to freestateproject.org and learn more about a group of people who, well, actually love freedom enough to stand up for it, and to stand up for the freedom of other people, which is what Rich Paul is doing by being willing to put his entire life on the line to attempt to end the war on drugs. I mean, that's basically his goal here. He is going to trial facing 81 years in prison because he wants to end the war on drugs. He wants to be found not guilty, but jury nullification by a jury of his so-called peers here. And maybe he will. I know Mark is very pessimistic, but maybe he will.
I hope so. I just don't trust juries.
I wouldn't either, and I wouldn't want to be in Rich's position. But Rich has a purpose in his life. He's fighting to make a difference. He's trying to make his own life worth a difference instead of just trying to keep his head down and hope that they finger the guy next to you instead of you.
Yeah, it's great to be a part of this, and I'm glad that I can be here to support Rich in, you know, whatever way I possibly can. So, again, you are welcome to bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. Throughout the day, I was updating Facebook and our Twitter, or I guess not Free Talk Lives, but Freekeen's Facebook and Twitter, with constant trial updates, including naming the snitch who was no longer confidential as of this trial, and that was actually mentioned during the trial today.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. They kept on calling him a confidential informant. What the hell is confidential about this guy whose name we know?
No, they stopped calling him that during the trial.
Yeah, they had some kind of...
They called him a CI a bunch, though.
Yeah, yeah, and I think the defense was keen to call him a confidential informant. Seems like in the first part of the trial, the part that I missed, there was some kind of semantic discussion about confidential informant versus, what, confidential human source or something?
Well, no, it was just no longer confidential because he'd been revealed in the trial.
Okay.
So, you know, I think they still called him that at some points, but it was acknowledged that this guy is no longer a CI. He's no longer confidential because usually CIs get to stay confidential because nobody goes to trial. Everybody takes the plea deal. So it's usually true to some extent when the police, or you know, somewhat true when the police promise somebody, hey, if you just snitch out your friends, we'll protect you. That's true only to the extent that your name doesn't appear in court paperwork if someone doesn't take something to trial. I don't know if you could do enough digging and find somebody's CI information, find out who that is, if the person doesn't go to trial. The person doesn't go to trial.
Right,
I'm not sure about that.
You have the right to face your accuser. How
but
in
if
the
you
world?
Go to trial, all the CIs are no longer CIs anymore. And
they shouldn't even call it that.
So that's always interesting to watch happen. And the confidential informant, or the informant, the snitch, is going to take the stand probably tomorrow.
I can't believe this person's going to take a stand. I mean, good Lord.
Well, I mean, they've been subpoenaed to take the stand. I suppose the dude could run for it. There is also the chance the prosecutor won't call him.
Lots of people don't show up at trials.
There's also the chance, well, then there'll be a warrant out for his arrest. But there's also the chance that the prosecutor won't call him, which is something that was being discussed after the trial today. So, let's see. I'm just kind of looking back through some notes here. But did you know? You guys feel like there was anything else that was really outstanding about the trial? Something you wanted to talk about? I mean, we need to get to Phil Christiana, the FBI agent. But something else you want to jump in with?
No.
What affected me most, what left the biggest impression on me, was John Webb, the prosecutor, didn't seem to me to have his stuff together. When he was playing the videos...
Got them wrong, out of order.
He got them out of order. He was describing a video that he was about to play, and the witness said, just, I want to let you know, that's, you're talking about... April 12th, and the video you've got there is from April 27th.
Right. He was corrected by the state trooper.
Yeah, and he kind of threw his hands up in the air and said, oh, of course, you're right, I'm so sorry. And
it's probably stressful having to put a big case together like that. You're going to make some mistakes.
I suppose so. And
it doesn't help for the bumbling bureaucrat, sort of story that goes behind these things.
Yeah, I thought the prosecutor's just... the prosecutor didn't look nearly as good as the defense, but I don't think it's going to matter. I think it all depends on what the jury's like. And
that we don't know. That is the unknown here. So 855-450-FREE, toll-free number, Skype us at username lrn.fm. Just a little bit more here. One of the most important things to focus on, I think, is Phil Christiana. We haven't really gotten into that part. It's basically the second half of today was Phil Christiana because they had to interrupt the trooper to bring the important FBI agent in, this bomb agent, who has been referred to as a bomb specialist in every document I've seen about him. But today he said that that was only part of what he did.
He just said I just do enforcement of government rules or something.
Right. So he's part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, as I understand it. That was mentioned during his testimony today. Now, which did
the
you guys
Attorney General Joint Terrorism Task Force?
Okay.
Which Attorney General?
I'm not sure. I don't know if that was made clear.
It wasn't.
So did you guys both see Christiana?
Yep.
Testimony. You said you left at the end or before he was done.
He wasn't crossed by the time I had to go. My wife needed something out of the car.
So all right. So where do we start with Phil Christiana?
I want to talk about him getting sworn in and saying that he swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth,
and then refused to answer questions.
And then refused to answer the questions about why he was here. He basically said, "Oh yeah, I can't talk about that."
Well, who gives you authorization? I mean, courts are supposed to be above the executive, supposed to be above, you know, separate from, at least, the executive and the legislative. What gives you the right to say you can't talk about that? Your Honor, motion to dismiss. I mean, what in the heck is this guy, how can he do that? I can't talk about that.
It was bewildering to me as well, and what you're referring to is when Christiana was asked about what he was talking with Rich Paul about after Rich Paul was arrested. Christiana kind of helped with some of the investigation,
right.
And
this
then
is
was
a
there.
Pot arrest, a, right. Quarter, a QP, is that right?
There was multiple sales, so yeah, some multiple, I think, a couple QPs, a couple ounces.
Okay,
like that.
So less than a pound of marijuana changed hands inside of one state. No one crossed state lines. What the heck is the Federal Bureau of Investigations doing there?
He
if
claims
not that, trying to create a snitch.
He claims that the Drug Task Force called him in.
Yeah. Asked him for help.
And that was never explained as to why they would do something like that. Maybe we'll find that out later. But he gets up on the stand, this Phil Christiana, special agent from the bomb squad and other things, the FBI, and actually makes some of the most ridiculous claims I've ever heard. He claims, and maybe it's true, but I can't believe it, that the FBI's policy is that they don't record interviews. I was flabbergasted
right,
by
in
that.
2013, they do not record interviews.
Right, and specifically an interview being an interview with the FBI special agent,
right.
And
when
the
they're
person.
Getting evidence, it could potentially get a confession. The Federal Bureau of Investigations hasn't figured out how to use Super 8 film yet.
Did they really need to call in this FBI agent to get some cameras? Is that supposed to mean that the state troopers don't have their own cameras that they can hook people up
Why
with?
Why would they call a bomb guy in for cameras?
855.
What are bomb guys in cameras for?
453, it's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy. Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday
enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you to bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. The Rich Paul trial certainly is hot on our minds because the three of us were there today, kind of sharing some of our experiences with you. And you can join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Ed Mark.
All right, so we'll continue more detail about this FBI agent, Phil Christiana, bomb squad specialist, who apparently was never before contacted by the New Hampshire state troopers, but was for this case with our friend Rich Paul, who's now being looking at 81 years in prison for selling some cannabis. We'll get back into this agent here in moments.
Phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty and consequently a big supporter of Free Talk Live. Why? Because Free Talk Live is on more than 110 radio stations across the country, two XM channels, and is debatably the best Liberty outreach method out there, at least the replicatable one, barring 12-term principled U.S. congressmen that are now retired. SACL CAI, you can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so Rich Paul, friend of the show, began his trial today. It's going to continue through tomorrow. He's facing 81 years in prison for selling some weed. He admits to selling the weed and is going for jury nullification. So first stops were to have the one of the state troopers, who was an undercover agent at the time, and Agent Phil Christiana of the FBI. He's out of the Bedford, New Hampshire office, part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, was on the stand, and boy, did he look slimy. I would say slimy would be the right word for him. Evasive?
He was definitely evasive indeed. He looked okay to me, but my eyesight's not so good, so maybe he really did. But his actions and his answers, and just like you say, his evasiveness really painted an unfavorable picture of him for me. You know, I'm on Rich Paul's side. I've got an agenda and a real clear bias. So that's all I got to say about that for now.
And I've actually got more here about this supposed anti-recording policy that we heard so much about from Phil Christiana today, claiming the FBI doesn't record interviews unless
it's a big fat lie.
Some
I'm sorry.
Special circumstance that they have to get special permission or something.
What do I look like, Willie Joe Sausage Head? Like yes. I just rode in on the most recent donkey. The Federal Bureau of Investigations does not bring out cameras when talking to suspects that could potentially give them evidence that may be used against them in a court of law. What kind of nonsense is that?
So, Mark, do you think that there was a recording and it was...
How? I, okay, I, I, I would suspect if Christiana was interviewing Rich Paul, that he would leave the rest of the stuff, the dirty work, the police work, to the police officers that are actually within jurisdiction here, and that he would be attempting to prize out of Rich Paul whatever information he wanted to get, or to get Rich Paul to comply with what he wanted. I mean, the reason the FBI agent was there, that anybody who understands this case at all knows, is because he wanted to get somebody on the inside of the Keene Activist Center.
That's what Rich Paul says is the case. But Christiana's story was that he simply asked Rich Paul if he was willing to cooperate, and Rich Paul cut off the conversation at that point.
Right.
He would not explain what he meant by willing to cooperate. And when the defense attorney, she actually specifically brought up the Keene Activist Center and asked him what his interest was in that, he refused to talk about it.
Sorry, I can't talk about that.
He did say...
This is where you live, by the way, Johnny Ray.
Right. That's right. That makes it exciting for me to go to this trial.
He wants to get in your house.
But yeah, he said that Rich Paul refused to help him, declined his offer, and it didn't go any further.
Right.
Then later he said, well, yes, I did say something. I don't remember exactly what, but yeah, I did say something about wearing a wire.
He said he might have taken notes, he didn't recall, and he didn't have his file with him as well.
So there you go. I don't know. I mean, I'm just... It makes me... Sitting out here listening to it makes me feel like the guy's lying.
He's absolutely... I mean, if you believe Rich Paul's story, and I believe Rich Paul's story, he's absolutely telling a lie. In fact, Rich Paul mentioned
of
during the trial
he's
perjured himself.
Of course you believe Rich Paul's story. He was offered no jail time yesterday if he wouldn't go through this trial, and the guy's taking a trial through that could net him 81 years in prison. Yeah. He's not lying.
Yeah. So he's going to get up on the stand, likely, during the defense witnesses, and is going to tell his story. And then he'll talk about what Phil Christiana actually said to him, about how Phil Christiana told him he needs to wear a wire and attempt to sell drugs to his friends, the Free State Project participants.
Oh, was that what it was? What,
or
excuse
me, to buy drugs from his friends, the Free State Project participants.
What,
and also
what,
to unearth,
one of his friends sells drugs?
And also to unearth any, I guess, plots about violence or something like that. So,
well, they're going to be waiting a long time for either of those.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So he refused to cooperate, and this idea that Christiana just, you know, that none of that happened, according to Christiana, and Christiana doesn't have any kind of audio evidence or any evidence whatsoever to really talk about what went down to corroborate this. And Rich Paul said that he perjured himself today. But the question is, can it be proven that he perjured himself?
I don't see how. There's no there's no audio or video evidence.
It's going to be Rich's word versus his word.
I think it's obvious.
And everything else was recorded.
It's going to be obvious why people are there. I mean, why the FBI is there to people. It just doesn't make any sense that they're not there for any other reason.
And what about this claim by Phil Christiana that he was called by the New Hampshire State Police, by the trooper, actually, Trooper Newton, who was the first to testify, that he was called... Apparently, maybe I'm misremembering who called it, but
I think that when pressed, he couldn't remember who exactly it was.
So he was called, he claims, by the New Hampshire State Police, and he said it was for the first time.
Well, I would say that it's not unlikely that he was called. Probably he said, hey, if you guys run across any of these Free Staters, I'd love to get off into wherever it is that these people meet.
Yeah.
Please let me know. And so they called him.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting to hear more about why it was that he was called in on this.
Not only would it be very interesting, but it would be integral to the case, and these people took an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Well, this guy got away with not talking about what he was specifically asked about today, and the reasoning was from the judge. We found out this through Rich Paul. The reasoning, because usually there's... the defense and the prosecutor go up there and you can't hear anything
they're
saying about that. But the reason the judge shut down...
And by the way, this judge wouldn't even allow any kind of speaking. So there was no speaking going on while they're up there chatting away, and you still could not hear anything.
Right, so the reason the judge wouldn't allow Christiana's testimony about the Keene Activist Center was because it was too far afield from the thrust of the trial, and so he didn't need to go there. basically.
This dog, this judge was a watchdog on noise in the courtroom, too. I think somebody's cell phone went off. He threatened to confiscate cell phones. They took the cell phone and then threatened to confiscate them forever. Like, I don't know, like your second grade teacher. It was the craziest thing. Secondarily, there was a moment when we were playing some video and the car kind of had a funny noise in the video. There was a, you know, the snitch was getting into a car. And
it sounded like he was getting text messages.
Bring, bring, like just noises going on, little computery noises. And the judge is like, looks up, you know, like, just he's searching, scouring.
As I didn't notice
gonna,
that.
As though he's going to be able to find the person with the noisy cell phone by looking around the courtroom.
And it's coming from the video.
It was coming from the video. I mean, this guy was ready to bring down the hammer on somebody.
Ian, can you tell? Can we go back a little bit and tell us about the opening statements from one or both sides, particularly the defense? That's what I'm most interested in.
Right. The prosecutor's opening statement was long and rambling, and the defense was relatively short and, you know, to the point. She basically talked about jury nullification without using the term nullification, and told jurors that they have the right to judge the law and the facts in the case. So I think she made what jury nullification was pretty clear to people. It hopefully will be emphasized more when Rich Paul takes the stand and in closing statements. But she definitely had the contrast of being short and to the point.
That's nice.
And the same thing was true with testimony as well. When she would question witnesses, she wasn't going for near as long as John Webb, who was the prosecuting attorney. So, let's see. I think we've covered a lot of what happened in the actual courtroom today. There were other things that happened outside of the courtroom. Let's see. One of them being this Phil Christiana character, the FBI agent, having to leave the courthouse. We had every exit to the courthouse covered, and everyone with covering those exits had video cameras. They had two-way radios, so in order to coordinate better, although those weren't working too well in that case. But we actually did.
They had a jammer?
No, I don't know about that. I think there's something that was interfering where I was. But
so did he escape?
He got out, but not without being asked questions and being confronted by Garrettian and Ademo, as well as Pete from CopBlock.org. So I think it was all in all a successful day. Lots of great people came out, and we'll continue with more here about the FBI's policy of not recording. I've got details about it from one of our listeners coming up.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com.